My guess is that you're looking for an easy and intuitive approach to start, launch, and scale a podcast. And I just want you to know that I created a special free class that shows you exactly how. It's called How to Podcast in 3 Simple Steps to Create a Wildly Successful Podcast. So go on over to caragotwarner.com/free class to get instant access right now. You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Caragot Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. You may think podcasting's job is to make you money or help you get clients. So this might be your thought right now, and I see this coming up with a lot of new podcasters, so I just want to set the record straight in this episode. So here's the thought that I hear coming up again and again. So coaches will come to me, or you know, people that I see talking about their new podcast on social media, they might say something like, well, you know, since I did not make money yet, what's the point? Why should I record if no one's listening? And that part of the thought, because it continues, like you may think no one is listening, but just because you think that no one is listening isn't true, because people are paying attention to the things that you're doing in ways that you cannot see. So this is just a random thought that you decided to think maybe within the first couple of months, because you thought podcasting was supposed to be different, right? It was supposed to be, well, I'm podcasting and, you know, it's supposed to mean that like I'm going to now attract a lot of people. And that's not true, at least not in the beginning, right? It's really about cultivating the thoughts and the feelings and the excitement that you want to have surrounding podcasting. Then the other part of this thought is, yeah, it's fun, but let's get real. It's not making money. Why bother? So there's your obstacle thought right there. Let's unpack this a little bit. Why bother? Which becomes, I won't bother. So when you say, I want, like anytime you do that, right, in your thoughts. So be careful, like think about or pay attention to the things you don't say, those sneaky thoughts, because those thoughts are actually so much more powerful than your verbal words, because what you think is what you really believe. Okay, so remember that. What you think is what you really believe, and that's what you keep getting. So when you say, I want this thing, like I want it because I don't have it, right? I want. The universe hears, I don't have this. I don't have. Actually, it hears, I don't have. So what that means is you get more of what you're asking for. You get more of not having. And this is the kiss of death when it comes to podcasting. This is why the statistics for new podcasts show that most fail within the first few months. And you can be that uncommon one by changing what you think podcasting success actually means. And that's what I show you on this podcast. That's what I help my clients do. Right? You get to decide that you're here, you know, you're a podcaster, you're here to have fun, right? You're here to experiment, you're here to take creative risks and build a body of work. So think about it. If you're just starting out and you're like really bummed out because no one's listening, people are just, they're still trying to get to know you, right? If you have 3 or 5 episodes in the bank or in the, you know, in your feed, like it's going to take time. Think about those podcasters who have built a body of work of hundreds of episodes. that you literally have a storehouse for people who can literally get a university education. And I just sent an email out about that today. And if you're on my email list, go check that email. If you're not, get on my list by going to my podcast or my website, caragotwarner.com. But, you know, I talk about how the podcast or a podcast, whatever podcast you want to follow, if you believe it's going to give you what you need, it literally can be like a university education for free, for free. So in the email that I just sent out today, I show you the episodes to start with, to start building your legacy as a podcaster. And in the email, I also say, if you follow this and you believe with your heart that this is going to give you everything you need to start a podcast, to launch a podcast, and to scale a podcast, then you will, and you will be a success, because on this podcast, I teach you how to do that. I literally teach my entire program on this podcast. So if you're paying attention, you already know that, and maybe you're already doing it. But if you're not, and you're sort of like, yeah, I really do need a coach, or yeah, I need to go, go down the Google rabbit hole. Like, yes, I'm not saying you to not hire me. Of course, I want you to hire me as your coach if you need the help. But you might be thinking it in a way like, yeah, I guess I need a coach, you know, but I'm not really going to do it. It's just too much. I'm going to try to do it myself. And you're taking yourself away from the essence of why you want to do this. You're taking yourself away from helping your people, right? From spending time creating your program, you know, developing your program so that you can create the most, you know, the best delivery for your clients, right? And instead, you're looking for equipment and you're looking for other things that don't matter because those are easy things. That's the easy part. The hardest part is managing your mind surrounding your podcast. And it's like anything else. It's just like when you're on a weight loss journey, you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to build your business, you're doing something that your default brain wants you to stop doing. It wants you to do what's easy and fun and relaxing and comforting and warm and fuzzy. And when you're building a podcast or building this body of work, and it's something that takes time, that it's not something that you see right away, that it's a very subtle, slow process that has huge, huge benefits, right? But in the beginning, you want that quick fix. And like I said, it's the same thing with weight loss. When you don't see the scale go down or you see the scale go up, you know, you want to just say, oh, forget it. It's not working. But it's working. And that's the belief. Like, it's working, even though it doesn't seem like it. And another thing that I wanted to talk about here is if you have this idea that a podcast is like a marketing tool, like if that's how you go into this, like over time, if you get to the point where you're like, wow, you know, I'm starting to see how this can like attract people because I'm creating this value with my words by teaching my program to being vulnerable. So if you got into this or want to get into this because the thought that you have is this would be a good marketing tool, I just want you to know that you're missing the point. It's like wanting the chicken before the egg, right? You get it? Like, I want the chicken, but I don't want to go through the waiting, you know, the creating of the, you know, the embryo growing, the fetus, whatever, in the egg, right? Right. So it's about the messaging. It's about the vision. It's about creating the legacy and the body of work and showing up and having fun and being like, oh my gosh, I get to talk into this amazing thing, this microphone, and share with my people and just suspend belief, right? That, you know, like, wow, amazing things are going to come out of this because look at the kind of, you know, impact I can have on the people who are listening, on my clients, and you just don't know, right? It's like if you go into this with this wonder and this sense of mystery and magic, that's when it becomes so beautiful, so powerful. Because a podcast has the potential to become your ultimate marketing tool, as it has for me, but only because I create it with fun, passion, excitement, and the willingness to always try something new. So the first step really is asking yourself, do I like podcasting? And if you're not sure, try it. Like, talk into something. Do some episodes, like create some episodes. Act as if. That's your first, you know, this is for those of you, you know, I'm talking to those of you who haven't done it yet, but you're stuck in the tools or you're stuck in the, in getting ready. Okay. So I want you to act as if, forget about, you know, your show name and your show, you know, your show art and your description. Like, start recording, record something. And if you're not sure what to record in, there's lots of ways to do it. Super, super easy way to start. If you're super brand new, is just put the Anchor app on your phone and start recording. And even simpler, to make it even simpler, the app that I use, which I actually record a lot of these episodes with, it's called Easy Voice Recorder. Okay, you can, it's great. And you can record straight into your phone. Now, you don't need a mic. You don't even need a mic. But let me tell you that the earbuds that came with your phone produce great quality sound, great quality audio. So use those. And that's all you need to do. So you have no excuses to getting started. None. Zero. Zip. Because I want you to get to that point where running to the microphone excites the hell out of you. Like, it's Christmas morning. Like, that's the vibe I'm getting at here, okay? That's how I want you to feel. I want you to feel like this is not work. This is not marketing. This is not for my coaching business. Oh, it's another thing. I'm going to do this for my business. I want you to put that aside. I want you to put that aside. Because when you get into the excitement of it, that's when it's going to become the all-inclusive tool for your business like it has for me. Podcasting has given me so many amazing gifts, including being a podcast coach that completely sustains my life and my family's life. And that blows me away. The gifts of my passion for this medium has given me so much, and I'm in gratitude for it every single day. Okay, but that didn't happen overnight. I started out in 2014 because I love the idea of sharing through audio. And I just started there, right? So it's about believing that every time you're speaking into a microphone, it's like sending radio waves out into the universe. And your only job is to get behind the mic, keep having fun, and just believing that you're going to get where you need to be, that you just have fun. You don't have to believe about having fun, right? Because if you're having fun, you don't have to work on that belief. It's fun. And just remember that nothing is linear, right? And what I mean by that is I produce the podcast and that should draw a straight line to someone wanting to get on a consult with me. Or I did a post on social media that should draw a straight line to someone wanting to book a consult with me. It does not work that way. If it did, wow. Like, we wouldn't have any, you know, of those limiting thoughts that come up. Well, maybe we still would because we're humans, right? But it doesn't work that way. So if you decide to detach yourself from the outcome of that kind of business, right? Of thinking, when I do A, I'm going to get B, because it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way in business. Like, I don't know where that came from. I guess it came from the old patriarchy way of thinking. If I sit down and I push papers, right? And I do a strategy, then someone's going to work with me. But it really doesn't work that way, especially for online business, especially. So there's more of a cultivation period. And that varies from person to person. So one post, one episode does not entitle you to the reward of a consult or a client. That's the other thing too. It's like, we get into doing these things, we have a podcast, we're recording, but like, nobody's coming. I'm not making money. Think about that. You have a sense of entitlement that you should get a reward. And when I discovered that in my about myself with some of the marketing I was doing at a certain point in my business, it changed everything because I realized that I had a sense of entitlement about everything, that I had an agenda for everything, right? So when you let go of entitlement and that you are looking for a reward, that's when you're able to let go and practice non-attachment and be completely in service and let go. And then that's when the things kind of flow back to you. So that's your work, really, if you're in this kind of cycle, is to really practice. What does non-attachment look like for me? What does detaching from the goal of getting a client or getting clients from my new podcast? So when you let go of that and you learn how to be safe, right? Safe in, I'm doing this, I'm investing in the future, I'm investing in my longevity. Like that's the, you know, that's the return on investment that I'm looking for, right? And then you'll see the results that you want over time on your bottom line. It's about sowing the seeds and believing exactly what you need will bounce back. And then you just kiss it goodbye. Kiss whatever you create. Kiss it goodbye. Let it go. With love, let it go. And I just want to know, I'm going to wrap up here, but if you haven't heard my episode, it's a recent episode. It's called Less Stuff, More Impact. You got to check it out, okay? And if you haven't, if you've already listened to it, go have another listen. So it's like two episodes ago, if you're listening to this when this episode comes out. Because if you're stuck right now in this kind of thought, like of entitlement and why bother because it's not bringing me clients, and also your podcast feels like a chore, right? And you're just trying to like keep up with it. I want you to take a listen to this, okay? Because I talk about how to take one episode topic and then how to use it 8 creative ways, making your podcast process fun and super easy. Because I've been getting a bunch of feedback about this episode, people reaching out, saying how much they love it, how and that they're using this process and how it's really changing how they show up, right? To free them up in so many ways so they can have fun. So if you're in a podcrastinating rut, I know you're going to love it. Okay, that's all I got for you this week. So enjoy, and I will see you next time.